Jeff Hathorne back with you here on 93.7 The Fan. It is a Tuesday evening, which means it's wrestling practice at Thomas Jefferson, where we find Mark Cabali not just randomly watching kids wrestle, but his son is a part of this. How's practice going, Mark?
I just left. I let them in there do their own little gig. I have no idea what's going on. They're flipping around and doing stuff, and I'm like, I wonder where John Cena and Seth Rollins are. That's my extent of wrestling right
when,
now.
When Wyatt first started wrestling, did he like think there were going to be chairs and ropes, and or did he understand?
Let me tell you, he'd be better at that than what he's doing right now.
Oh, wow.
Honestly, I always tell him there's a lot of WWE wrestlers that had their – initial start or background in this type of wrestling, you know, guys like Kurt Angle, and there's many of them, the Iron Sheik and stuff like that.
Bob Backlund.
I mean, not only that, if you look at professional football players, I mean, just on the Steelers alone, you got Zach Frazier that was like 192-1, and Keanu Benton was a pretty dynamic wrestler himself, so maybe it just leads to him being the next Cam Hayward.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, I wish we'd get paid like Cam Hayward and some of those guys. But me, I'd be like eating applesauce through a freaking straw by the time that happens. So
I'm gonna have to bring you. So I just got handed a plate of chocolates.
Yeah. Why all of a sudden you think I like chocolates, Jeff?
I'm saying it's the holiday season. Everybody likes chocolate.
Yeah. Don't eat those cookies that were on the table from the other day. Crowley pulled a nose hair and put it on top of it. I'm like, what are you doing?
So there's a hair on this mic, and I'm wondering.
It could be a nose hair. Could be his.
Do I leave a sign asking? I mean, I'm not going to pick it off. It's going to stay there. I'm just worried about contact.
Imagine if Starkey saw that, he would be gone for a month.
It would be like a hazmat crew coming in to clean up after some kind of industrial
I got Dobin issue. Horse.
You ever see the boy in the bubble? It would be, or like E.T. It would be like that scenario.
Oh, Seinfeld, Bubble Boy.
Yeah, there you go.
Your Starkey would play a good Bubble Boy.
He would. Hey, so I asked Ray last hour, I was talking about it last segment.
All the heavy hitters, huh, Jeff?
Yes.
Trying to get through this night shift, huh?
Yes. And we were discussing the impact of Aaron Rodgers. I've been amazed. You probably knew more about him than I did just based on your employer, Pat McAfee, and stuff on his show. But I've been like his love for the game, how he knows teammates and staffers' names. How he doesn't big time anybody. Like he's just a guy. Obviously a leader, but he's a dude that he'll take it as well as give it. I mean, I've been thoroughly surprised. How about you and how this has worked out for the Steelers?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we all knew how good of a player he was and is, but we were still a little skeptical. You know, 42 years old, you never know how he's going to play, but never did I once view him in his, you know, nearly two decades in Green Bay and the New York Jets. I mean, you just hear stuff, but you don't know anything for a fact of, you know, how smart he is when it comes to the game, how he interacts with players, how he does love the game, accountable. I think that's what was missing. I mean, maybe even, you know, during the Roethlisberger, during the last, we're looking 5, 6, 7, 8 years where this guy does hold people accountable. I mean, you hear that constantly, right? Hey, this guy has to be accountable. This guy has to be accountable. But it's just talk. It's coach speak. It's what we hear in the locker room. But this guy seems like he really does. I mean, that's why Scantling's playing. That's why Thielen's out there. If you do something wrong, I mean, he doesn't, honestly, Jeff, he doesn't, how many times do you see him get like yelling at the sidelines because they're not getting the play in and on time? That's not him being an idiot. That's just him trying to put themselves in position to win. The guy is just, the brain is just huge. And I think that's what separates him from a lot of quarterbacks right now. I mean, he's still got the arm. You saw that. I mean, what do we say about, when he first started? Well, it's all nice and peachy now, but wait till he goes through some adversity.
Right.
He's going to be throwing people in the bus. It just hasn't happened, man. He's been a model citizen. He's been a great player. And honestly, people make fun of me from last night, but if he plays like he has the past 2 weeks, man, they can beat anybody. I truly believe that.
All right, wait, what?
I think if he plays the last 2 weeks, 500 yards with 4 touchdowns, a 116 passer rating, especially yesterday where he's able to convert third and fourth down, keep the defense off the field, they can beat anybody at any time. Now, they can lose anybody at any time because it's the Pittsburgh Steelers of 2025. And I've said this a while now. I don't know how good he was going to be, but I want to see this Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs. Maybe that is the difference between a playoff win and a playoff loss. Just a guy who's been there, done that. And, I mean, you can't ask for much more from the guy.
Well,
wait till he's healthy. Wait till he's healthy. Just think if they clinch week 17 and then in Cleveland, and you get a whole week off, and now he's all of a sudden healthy. I think they do have a chance to beat anybody if he plays like they play, like he's played the past 2 weeks. I do.
Wow. All right. So
you don't believe me? You disagree?
So I'm still trying to figure out this AFC because the three places that you didn't want to play in are all moot this year. Like Buffalo's not. Well, I shouldn't say they're not going to have a home game. I guess they still could win the division, but it's unlikely. The Chiefs are out of the playoffs, and Baltimore, to me, isn't scary. They're not scary Baltimore as they were maybe the last 3 or 4 years. So based on that, I guess I want to see it in Detroit. I know it's 2 wins. It's a win at your rival. It's a win against a team in Miami that had won 4 straight. I want to see what Sunday's like before I start talking in those terms. But
I don't think it matters if they win. I think they just need to play well. They can't go in there and have a Buffalo game. They can't get boat race. They can't they can't be embarrassed. Now, if they end up losing 27-24, I can handle that because, sure, they need to win a game or two, but it's going to take a lot for them to knock to win this division, Jeff, because not only would they have to lose out, but the Baltimore Ravens would have to beat the Steelers, Steelers, the Packers, and the Patriots. And do you really believe that's going to happen? But I think it's important that they play well. They can't go back to the Chicago/Buffalo. Then you lose all the momentum you have. So.
All right, let's say that Rodgers is playing at that level and the Steelers win the division. Of the wild card teams, which is the one you don't want to see? And,
I don't know.
And we're talking like Texans, Jags.
Yeah.
Although
It'd
one of those is going
to
win the division.
Right? Yeah, the Texans. I mean, the Texans, I guess, can win the division, right?
Yes.
I wouldn't want to play the Texans, of course. Other than that, I mean, everybody's up in the air. I mean, are you really sold on Jacksonville? I mean, they've won.
At what point do I start giving them credit? I mean, they're scoring a hell of a lot of points.
Yeah. They're playing a hell of a lot of bad teams, too. So are you scared of them? Yeah, you might have to respect them or what they're doing right now, but I don't think I'm scared of them. Chargers, I think they're a flawed team all around. Especially if they have to come east to west or west to east and play in some kind of cold weather. I'm not always a big Chargers fan because that quarterback hasn't really won anything yet. I mean, what has he done?
He hasn't won anything. And that's why Denver to me is still a question mark because when it really matters, not just playing in a wild card game. But when you're at home, if you're the number one seed and the pressure is all on you, how does Bo Nix handle that?
Yeah, yes. I mean, same with the Patriots. Could the Patriots handle the pressure on Sunday when they were up 21-0 or whatever it was? They weren't able to handle the pressure. I mean, that's why the AFC is pretty much wide open. Now, they got some really, really good teams. I mean, the Patriots are good. obviously. The Broncos are good. I mean, everybody's going to, you know, it's a very good possibility right now that all seven teams win 10 games who is in the playoffs in the AFC. But it's not really indicative of what type of teams they are, because I think they're all gettable, you know? There is no Patriots of 07. There is no Lamar MVP Ravens. There's no Patrick Mahomes where, you know, you're going into Kansas City, you're just going to lose. It's just going to be about how much you lose. So if they can continue to stay hot, which is a big if, and if Rodgers can continue to play like this, which is a big if, and if they can continue to stop the run like they did against the Dolphins, which is a huge if, hey, they might be able to squeak a playoff win out here right now as well. So I'm like waffling, because a couple of weeks ago I thought this team was crap. And there's probably still some crap in them, but they just haven't showed it over the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure this team out, but I guess the brightest spot you could have is kind of what we've alluded to, is that there isn't a team that you're afraid to go play this year. None of them. If somehow, and the Steelers won't be a wild card, but if they were, it's not like there's no way they would win in Kansas City or no way they would win in Buffalo. Like with Aaron Rodgers, and maybe as much about what the other teams have as flaws, I wouldn't have that feeling of like there's no chance.
Yeah, but the problem is I don't think the betting public really believes in this team at all. I mean, they're still underdogs to win the division, I think, or it's not much. I mean, I think they're underdogs to beat the Ravens in week 18 right now. And if you've seen the Ravens play over the past month and a half, you're like, how is that possible? So I don't think too many people really believe in this team quite yet, even after the last 2 weeks. So regardless of what happens, and they're going to host a playoff game if they get in, they're going to be underdogs. I mean, I don't see any way of who they play, they're going to be a favorite at home to win any playoff game right now. But that doesn't mean they can't win this game, these games. So, I mean, it's been a remarkable turnaround, I mean, over the past couple of weeks. I'm just still a little bit, you know, unsure if this is sustainable. Maybe because we saw 2.5 months, 3 months of just up and down play.
Right.
I would like to see them win 2 out of the last 3 to at least go on a high note to really unleash hell in December, to, you know, borrow a phrase from the head coach right now. So they should be getting healthy on defense too, right? I mean, Watt may or may not come back. Boy, Mike Tomlin likes to sweep out under the rug, huh?
Yeah.
He wasn't going to say anything about Watt today.
No
chance that's going to happen.
No,
I mean, Pierre should be back. Harmon should be back. So
yeah, Harmon will be back. So yeah, that's a good thing going into Detroit. You got Harmon this time, and you're coming off. Here's a couple of things that I liked about the defense yesterday. Not only did they hold Miami to 63 yards, and why they didn't run it more, I don't know. McDaniel must have called Steichen and said, "Hey, should I run it more?" No. Because you'll have success.
Maybe,
so
maybe Harbaugh too, right? Henry had 10 touches a game now.
Yeah, I don't get that. But the Steelers they put themselves in a position where sacks became an option. Like, they were good enough on first and second down on a lot of those series to where they could send Jalen Ramsey on a blitz. They could bring, you know, Peyton Wilson on a blitz to be able to, you know, get to the quarterback. And that, to me, that they had that type of performance, I don't care about the last couple of scores, that they had that kind of performance, only turning the Dolphins over once was probably as good as the offense play. That was second best of what I saw yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they have much respect for Tua. I think they thought that regardless of the defense they play, that he wasn't going to be able to consistently beat them. And they were proven right. He holds on to the ball too long. He doesn't throw a crisp pass. So I think they're pretty much dedicated to stopping that run at all costs. You saw sometimes 7-8 guys in the box. You saw Jack Sawyer, you know, basically over the center trying to disrupt things at times as well.
Malik Harrison at the line of scrimmage.
I mean, he's another guy, you know. I want to mess with Donnie and say he's a better version of a Landon Roberts, but Donnie might punch me if I say that, right? But he's been kind of surprising. I mean, we saw that in training camp, didn't we? This is a guy who's a thumper downhill guy. You don't want him covering anybody. But the guy can play inside linebacker and be that guy that brings the power. As I saw LeVon Kirkland walk by us yesterday, I'm like, yeah, that's the guy he needs to be like, you know. Although LeVon Kirkland's a monster.
All right, so
a monster. Then he's even bigger now.
Right. I'm going to give you two of mine, and that will give you an opportunity to think about yours. The two key players, one on each side of the ball in these last three games, defensively for me is Ramsey. Can he be a guy that makes some plays from that safe, get a sack like he had last night, maybe get a turnover, make a big play? Ramsey, to me, is a key guy. And offensively, and I'll leave a layup for you, is Jonnu Smith. Jonnu Smith can be a factor in their offense. They can use him in different ways, and he has success, then that's going to open up even more opportunities, not just for other tight ends, but for DK. How about you? Who are two guys, one on each side? Not Rodgers. Take Rodgers.
Not Rodgers. We're going to the defensive side right now. I think, you know, the uncertainty of Herbig now brings Jack Sawyer to the forefront, right? I mean, that hamstring could be a day, a week, 3 weeks, and who knows how long Watt's going to be out. He's not going to play this week. You know that. So Jack Sawyer might be a guy that's needs to step up his game a little bit. But beside that, we're just going straight players and, you know, not because of injuries. I think Patrick Queen is a guy that has to continue to play like he has the past couple of weeks. I think when he plays at his best, they are a very, very hard defense to match. You know, he can do a little bit of it all. So I think Queen is a key to this defense. On offense, I'm just going to – my new man crush has to be Kenny Gainwell, man. You know what makes me mad, Jeff? I was going to ask Arthur Smith about him on Thursday, but I got yanked out of the media room because I had to talk to Danny Smith right as I was getting ready to ask him. Because this guy has just been phenomenal. And they continue to trust him. That's the thing. They're trusting him. Aaron trusts him. Arthur Smith trusts him. This is a guy that he barely got – I think he had 300 total yards rushing. It was his best season in Philadelphia. I think the most carries he's ever had in a game was like 7, 8, 9. They didn't bring him in here to be a running back. They brought him in here to be a jack-of-all-trades, third-down back, a guy who can block, catch a ball, return kicks, play special teams. Then all of a sudden it was like, you know what? This guy's not a bad running back either. So I think they need to continue to feed him in all ways possible. What, he had 20 touches yesterday, 124 yards, something like that?
Yeah, and what did you say?
Star.
Yeah, he was just average. He just had like 6-7 carries in Philadelphia.
Six or seven. Might be his most.
Yeah, might be the most that
six,
he's.
Seven. You know what? Seven. You know what? Us old people are using this now, and it's making the young kids not.
Damn right. That's exactly why I'm doing it. It's like the first time I drop fire on one of the kids, and they're like, "Don't use that word."
I'm like, mid. What? Oh. Hey, you know what? My kids always call me cringe. You're cringe. Oh. I'm like, I don't know what that means, but that sounds about right.
When I used bougie, that was probably the cutoff point for that word, you know, to ever be used, because I was pretty sus in using that word.
I have no idea what bougie means.
Me either, but I, you know, it drove
somebody
the,
once
the
told me
crazy.
I don't have any riz. I don't know what riz means either.
There's some words
I mean,
back
don't
want
to know. Back in the day, we had, you know, a lot simpler words, but I don't think they're allowed to be said anymore. All of a sudden, they turn into insults. I mean, not even insults, just what you said back in the day to insults right now that you're like, you might get canceled if you say this now.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
We'll, John Robinson type of stuff, right? Can't say that stuff anymore.
No.
So maybe in 30 years we can't say 6'7". Maybe that will mean something different.
Maybe. Hopefully like 30 days we can lose this. By the way, I did a basketball game, a Pitt game, and the score, guys at the foul line, it's 66 to whatever. And all of a sudden, in the control room, they start showing all these kids that have taken their shirts off, these boys that have taken their shirts off, and they were like getting all excited, and then I realized what it was. The dude missed a free throw, got his own rebound, and put it in to make it 68. And these kids... all of a sudden, they're booing, like,
yeah, rightfully so.
It was hysterical. It was a very funny, moment.
Bunch of old farts talking about 6'7".
Right,
great.
What do you think's going to happen Sunday?
I think they're going to lose. I just think that Detroit is a loud place. I mean, they're not only going to have to win, they have to have other stuff happen too as well. So there, you talk about backs against the wall. The Steelers know that they don't have to really win this game. This game really is meaningless in the standings. Like I said, I think it still will be close. I think they'll still play them tough. But I think the Steelers will probably lose this game. That's fine. I mean, you just go to Cleveland and win the next week and clinch the division.
Mark Cabali from the Pat McAfee Show and the Fan Morning Show and Pomp and Joe and
don't forget the PM team. Don't forget about the award-winning podcast.
The award-winning podcast with Chris Mack. Oh, and and you and Donnie do that, you know, Sunday preview show together.
Yeah, I know. Somehow your name got left out of it, huh?
So good luck next week with you on Sunday with you guys doing that show. All right, Mark.
Oh, Donnie's not going to be there, remember?
Yeah,
Donnie's
going as a fan to Detroit. We should mic him up.
No, you don't want to do that.
I think that would be Craig, Joel, am I right? Craig likes content. What would be more content than Donnie mic'd up with beverages?
I think it would be gas, Jeff.
Joel might have to host the program on Sunday.
Good night, Mark.
Get brushed up there, Joel.
Thanks, Mark. All right, we'll see you. Appreciate it. All right, Mark Cabali from the Pat McAfee Show joining us here on 93.7 The Fan as he joins us for many shows. So when Aaron's on, can the Steelers beat any team? We'll get your thoughts. We started first hour with a lot of thoughts on Tomlin and people that were ready to defend the head coach that was having chance of fire him 2 weeks ago. 412-928-9370. Mark was on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Our Fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We get to your calls coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. We are going to be joined by Woad Graves, and we're going to go around the world of sports locally to talk everything Pittsburgh. And we want to get your post-game reaction to what's going on at the arena for those leaving the arena. If you're at it, probably not listening, but hopefully you remember to call because Joel's got an update on what's happening with the Pens and Oilers right now here on 93.7 The Fan.